Okay. Lawrence, that was, I don't doubt from the Brummies' point of view, it was to say the least a frustrating night. You've ended up without the result you wanted, first and foremost, and that is enough of a sore point in itself.
Very much so, yes. Frustrating is not the word, I think. I could probably be a bit stronger, but I won't. It's just amazing how the track seemed to be all right for the first few races for there, and then it wasn't for the red card. And then they won their way with the referee, who I think could have been a lot stronger.
So at what point then was something raised to you? Because the four races went off, you're in the lead, and then suddenly things came to a stop. We saw the track right after three, and then it stopped. So what was the sort of process then? Did the referee contact you or something?
No, the red car riders, in particular two of them, were saying they weren't riding on it because it was too dangerous.
Okay.
And that's not a dangerous track. We know we've got some bumps. We know we've got a few in there, ruts there that John Priest is working so hard to alleviate. But it's amazing how, you know, from the point of view of the Brummie boys, we were getting on with it. But red car suddenly wanted it all their own way.
So, obviously, we saw the track work that was done. The nature of the track changed visibly to the layman on that side because it was a lot dustier.
Yes, because we've avoided dust for weeks now.
Right.
We've worked so hard. You know, John's been flooding the track since 6:30 this morning to keep it moist. But we lost all that by the track work that had to be done with the blading and then the grading. So, you know, the dust was unavoidable. We're going to apologise for that, but it was beyond our control. But, you know, it should never have happened. There was nothing wrong with that track.
So, because the bottom line that people, the Brummies fans, are going to ask is, were you dealt with fairly on the night? There's referees have to make a decision, and I don't envy a referee having to make a decision in those circumstances, but that's what people are going to ask, what the club's position is on that.
Well, no, I don't think we were, because, you know, our point of view was completely ignored, and it seemed to be that Red Car were telling the referee what they wanted and how it's going to be. And I did say, well, hang on a minute, it's our track, not theirs.
Yeah.
I wasn't very happy.
The result is what it is, and no doubt reports will go through to the Speedway. Will the Brummies be making a further comment to the Speedway authorities about the events tonight, or are you going to take some time about that?
Well, David Mason's already been in touch with the BSPL about what was happening, so that's gone in there. You know, we've got to make some comments on how it went and what happened, and whether anything's ever done about it, who knows?
Because you were going to ride on. I mean, we heard David say that on that you were going to ride on, and obviously that would have opened up an entire new can of worms if Red Guard didn't.
Yes, exactly. All six of our boys, there's got no Valentine here today, all six of the boys would have continued on.
Mm.
You know, and if Red Car didn't want to ride, you know, we'd have just had to send out two riders from Birmingham in every race, which has been done before. But, the track changed to how they wanted it. And, you know, I'm sorry, you shouldn't go to an away track and tell them what it should be like. You know, we went to Poole quite recently and the track wasn't good, you know, and we worked together to get it sorted. There was no working together today.
Okay. From that result, you've got to move on ultimately to the meetings you've got. I know you've got Edinburgh and the Cup coming. All is not lost in the league for you. It's obviously a setback for getting in the playoffs, but you still have an opportunity.
We've still got an opportunity, yes. We've got to do our two home matches against Edinburgh and Newcastle. Got to Newcastle and get something.
Sure.
Glasgow's going to be a harder one, naturally, because they're flying high, but we're still in with a shout of a playoff place, and that's our aim.